I marched from office to office, asking questions and making waves. Can somebody please explain this idea to me? How is this going to work? Are you kidding me? Whose idea was this? And how come they haven't been fired? I've spent a year here only to find out that this is what you guys have been doing in closed-door meetings? You've been trying to transform Appalachia into Appalachia, a vacation paradise. Are you out of your minds? Do you have any money here to hide the effects strip mining has had in the area? And I'm hardly an expert in these matters, but I'm pretty sure the sight of thousands of middle-aged men in colorful polyester leisure suits ain't gonna do it. So this was the reason our boys were dying in Vietnam, to keep this region safe for golf. I couldn't take it. I was going to have to call it quits. It wasn't for any moral reason. I was just losing my mind. And it didn't help that I was living with my parents while I worked for the government. The combination was lethal. I learned the full nature of despair as I got fatter and fatter. I commuted by bus an hour each way and vowed never to commute to any job ever again. I also vowed to get the hell out of there before I became the chubby dove to my co-workers' chubby hawk. It was getting to the point where, if we really had been birds, we'd have fallen from the fucking sky. I wasn't the only one who was unraveling. So was my friend Ray, who was working down at the Department of Education. The feds give a certain amount of money to school districts based on how many parents are federal employees. Ray's job was to take all of the forms sent in by the various school districts and make sure the math was correct before passing it on. That's all he had to do. So, he would spend his mornings reading the Washington Post, work for an hour and a half, and then go to lunch. His afternoons were devoted to reading the Washington Star and another hour of work. And then we would talk on the phone about how badly our days were going. He'd work no more than 2 or 3 hours a day. After working there only a few weeks, he was pulled aside and told that he had to slow down. He'd already done in 2 weeks what most people in the office took 6 months to do. This is not an exaggeration. He said it was almost impossible to figure out how he could possibly do any less than he was already doing. In order to stave off the misery that gripped our lives each week, well, maybe not misery so much as boredom and frustration, we would meet for lunch on Fridays at one of those salad bar and burger joints that also happened to feature all the beer you can drink. And boy, did we drink. At first, we would just get high, but as the weeks passed, we'd find ourselves getting drunker and drunker. Eventually, we were just getting trashed and returning to work to see if anybody would notice. Nobody ever did. In our heart of hearts, we were looking to get fired, but apparently it didn't matter that we were drunk. The federal government loves everybody, especially drunks. In fact, if you check the federal tax code, I'm pretty sure there's a dry cleaning deduction in there for people who spill on themselves while enjoying a liquid lunch.